tough news yesterday about Brian Little. I mean, I guess it's just been maybe a bit more formality for you guys. I don't know, but tough to see him just lose a season, essentially.
I mean, I don't know about formality. This guy working every day to come in and try to come back. Everything he's been through, I mean, he's been through hell and back to, you know, work as hard as he can to try to play for us this year. And thankfully, he was able to get the correct, you know, information that he needed. You know, this is all about, you know, yeah, I feel just gutted for him. You know, selfishly as a team, we miss him as a hockey player, but, you know, Brian's got a lot more going on in his life than the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, he's got a wife and a young daughter. Those are at the very top of his list. So I'm just real happy that he was able to get the information he needed to ultimately come to a decision that's best for him and his life.
What does it say just about him, Blake, that obviously he's still dealing with the fallout of that injury, but he's been out here with you guys skating, kind of working his tail off, obviously with the hope that he could get back into game action at some point. That couldn't have been easy for him.
Well, I think none of this has been easy for him. You know, I think it's a complete freak injury, and you know, you play as many years as he's played in the league, and you know, those things just don't happen. I mean, that's a complete freak accident, and I think the fact that he was able to bounce back as fast as he was to just being able to come into the facility and work out and be around the guys and kind of resume a normal life was awesome. You know, that was, I mean, there was no, you know, no timetable for when he could be himself again. So that's, we're just happy that he's back to being the Brian that we know and taking care of the most important things for him.
It's one of your longest running friends in the game. What's it like for, you know, personally to watch one of your friends go through something like this?
I don't have personal feelings about it because I just feel for him, you know. It's just, you know, you can't put it into words what Brian's meant to my career. And, you know, I sit next to him every day and, you know, our wives are real close. You know, those are all the things that you think about. And, you know, I just, you know, when I think about the whole situation, you just think about him and you want the best for him and you want him to be looked after. And I think that those are all the things that he's gotten here. And I think, you know, I'm just real happy that he was able to get what he needed to ultimately, you know, make that decision, whether he can play or not play. And, you know, so for me, I just feel terrible for him. You know, those are my feelings. I just, you know, happy that he's in a good place now.
For me, Blake, but you mentioned how much he's helped your career. You've moved into the center spot, obviously, since he went down. How much has he maybe helped this year, even though he hasn't been playing, but just in terms of that adjustment to being an everyday center in this league?
Well, I watch him. You know, I've watched him play, and, you know, he's a 200-foot player and very responsible. Playing with him, you know, you always knew where he was. I think as a center iceman, you try to bring those things and just try to piggyback off of some of the habits he brought to the ice every night. You know, always in the right spots, you know, always competing both ways on the puck. You know, he was an impact player for us for a long time. So, you know, when a guy goes down like that, especially in the fashion he did and kind of, you know, how he's been feeling, you know, I'm not going to be calling him all the time and asking him how to play center. I don't think that's going to help him out much. You know, more just as a, you know, as a friend, you just, if there's anything you can do or talk about or whatever to make his day better. But you know, he's been feeling a lot better lately, so it's been really good.
Like the game itself tonight, last few games you've been on a line with Andrew Copp at times during the game. What have you liked about his progress, or what stands out from what he's been able to do and growing his game?
Well, I think, you know, he's gaining a lot of confidence. You know, when he's moved into the top six in the past, I think it's been there's always been light at the end of the tunnel that it was imminent somebody was coming back, or, you know, where his role was going to be. I think he's getting an opportunity to, you know, be in that mix and, you know, not have to worry about every single play you make. And I think that that builds your confidence. You know, he sees the ice really well. You know, he's a 200-foot player, you know, makes all the right reads on the ice. And, you know, I think his confidence with the puck is just, you know, growing game by game.
Last two periods that you played this last game against these guys were fairly dominant. You pick up something there that maybe is a key to playing these guys going forward.
Well, there's a style of game that works for us. It doesn't, you know, not even just necessarily against Chicago, but every, you know, no matter who we're playing. And, you know, if we want to play, you know, the style of game that these guys are really good at, we're, you know, that was the first period of last game. We're no good at that game. So I think being, you know, deliberate with what we're doing coming up the ice, you know, we don't have to make magic every time we cross the red line. It's just make simple plays, play fast, play heavy. From there, it gives us a chance. You know, there's no guarantees in this game, but that gives us an opportunity to win a hockey game.